Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png. BigSoftTitty.png. BigSoftTitty.png.
All right, we're recording. Demi, just to reiterate what I just said to you, if you're going to burp while I'm wearing the headphones for the podcast, if you could just hold the microphone away from your face rather than directly in front of it, I would love that.
Why are you giving me that advice?
Just because you burped directly into my ears.
You've got no proof.
Advances of technology.
Oh, Tom.
What do you want?
Oh, Tom.
What's up, Demi?
Oh, Tom, I'm sick.
Why?
Tom, I'm feeling sick.
Why are you sick,
Tom,
Demi?
I'm feeling sick. Tom, ask me why I'm feeling sick.
What's the opposite of ASMR? Because this is that. We are currently working in ZSMR. The most unpleasant thing you could possibly listen to. So sorry for everyone who's listening to this on anything other than laptop speakers, because this must be genuinely heartrending. What is wrong?
So, Tom, I'm feeling sick.
And
it's because I got best friend fever. That's right. It's National Best Friends Day.
Okay, so that's the whole thing?
Yeah, I just need to ask you what you've done for your best friend today.
Oh, God. Today? I don't know. I meant to message Michael Hing, my proclaimed best friend.
Oh.
Or a different best friend that I've chosen to honor is Zach Zucker, who has asked me to be on his fucking stupid online show.
Yep.
And I have agreed to do it even though it's the
stupid friend
day of my birthday. So I've kind of honored his little online show.
The stupid friend.
You, of course, Demi, are more than a friend. You are a lover. You are a beautiful lover. You're a gorgeous level.
Sometimes I wonder whether
for me to explore.
I was like bitten by a drag queen and their laugh was transferred to me.
Somewhere out there, there is a gay man who laughs normally and that's because of you. Yeah.
I took it.
Yeah. And that's sad.
Hey, listen to this, man. Hey, why don't we just fucking bite the zombies back, turn them normal? Like, why don't we bite them first before they can bite us? Fucking turn them into people, huh?
What do you think?
Yeah.
Hey, man, why don't we fucking, instead of them turning us into zombies, what if we were this disease? Why don't we fucking bite them, turn them into people, huh?
Is this character like your 2010s pop culture guy?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
I like
his name is Morris.
When you actually think about it, the Joker made some pretty good points.
And what if we bite him so that he can't bite us and don't turn us into Jokers?
Oh, if you haven't seen the Joker, here, check out my phone background. Yeah, it's an iPhone. Oh, sorry.
It's a picture of me.
My lock screen is with white dogs.
It's a picture of me watching the Joker.
he's got the smallest smile on his face.
Oh. But from the smallest smile, the craziest changes grow, baby.
Hey! Dancing down the stairs, I'm listening to the pedophile music.
Is that how that song sounds in your head?
I should have just jumped to that.
Yeah,
I should
probably have started you did the bit that it's not like, that isn't.
Yeah. Sounded like someone who gets 30 seconds of airtime on the first episode of Australian Idol.
Yeah.
In, like, the auditions.
Yeah, it's like, so, like, if you were going to, like, sing Bohemian Rhapsody at me, yeah, you'd be like, shit. No, it's just the bit near the end where it's fading out. It's
yeah, I start most of my performances either at the very beginning or at the very end, then loop yeah, back. And also, welcome to BigSoftTitty.png, a podcast for these times,
I've had an idea for a joke that might that would be maybe funny if anybody did stand up.
Joke? I love those things. Throw it at me.
Here's my premise.
Oh, okay.
And we're gonna can maybe workshop it if you for someone.
If you could choose one
it.
Way to hold your mic in front of your face, because what you're doing right now is literally you're not holding it any position that's the same. Like from word to word, you're moving it up and down. At one point, it was pointing directly at your fucking collarbone. And I just know that at some point, when you listen back to this episode, you'll be like, why am I so soft? And it's because you're not talking into it. Yeah.
You don't know, don't got the secret mouth down there.
Okay.
You don't know, don't got the secret tiny mouth down there.
All right. What's the premise, Demi?
You don't know there's somebody with a tiny secret mouth. They didn't bite me and they turned me into secret mouth ever as well. Everything zombie.
That'd be a great reveal on how vampires work is yeah, that the fangs, you grow an extra mouth out of the fangs that bite you. Like the two marks, they kind of like grow towards each other to form a line.
And then they grow, so
they've grown into a line, then they grow into a rectangle, and then that rectangle slowly moves up over your mouth and becomes your fang mouth.
So you still have just the one mouth eventually. It's not like you have an extra vampire mouth.
Yeah, you're not biting with your neck. Although I'm open to that too. But please, do go on with what your premise is. Although I'm open to that too.
I think it would be good if that maybe... Do you think that vampires have, when they get bitten... Do they go bamper immediately, or does it take a while? Like
a
they
while,
get a cold, like yeah, in The Fly.
Yeah, first you feel a bit under the weather, and then you feel poorly, and then you feel a bit worse for wear.
Yeah,
and then you're a vampire. That's the four stages yeah, of vampire.
Yes,
poorly.
Yes,
under the weather. Worse for wear.
Yeah,
full blown vampire.
Bro, I just got one question. Why don't we just fucking, instead of getting like vaccinations, why don't we just like when we're healthy go around fucking biting people with the flu, make them get them well?
Doesn't understand a single thing.
He doesn't understand one single
right,
thing.
Right, so if being well is a virus, why don't I just spread that? Like, yeah, I should be able to beat their virus with my virus.
Yeah, so like, why does the virus get to spread but not the virus can't spread? Like,
what's your premise, Demi?
Premise is, what if we go, you heard that shop, Whole Foods.
Yeah.
I've been to one once, and it's a nice place to be in.
Yeah. It's a kind of a more upmarket supermarket, would you say?
Yeah.
A supup market.
Something I've noticed about Whole Foods, and this would be if you wanted to workshop the joke with me.
Yeah.
Sorry, but I noticed that at this Whole Foods supermarket,
okay,
a lot of those foods, they don't have holes in them. So I was wondering, at Whole Foods, where's the donuts?
Yep.
Where's the chinos?
Yep. Hey, sorry. Okay, this is my take on
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah.
So I walked into Whole Foods the other day.
Yeah.
I walk in with my eyes closed,
yeah,
obviously, and yes, I end up in the donut aisle.
Yeah.
And I think, oh, well, thank God.
Yeah.
Finally something makes sense in this workaday world.
Yeah.
Then I turned around and there's just an apple?
Sorry, direct me towards the guns so I can make this apple a whole food.
Ooh, can I punch this up with a
yeah.
I'll say that again. An apple. Something comedians love to say.
And then I went home and cried myself to sleep.
Oh, yes. The yes, coup de grace.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so what about...
I went to Whole Foods the other day.
Yeah, great. What happened when you went there?
Just picked some stuff up, went home.
Oh, cool. I have something to say as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, I picked up all these Whole Foods.
Yeah.
And then I, this is interesting. I picked up all this whole food.
Yes.
And then when I got the whole food home, I put the nails in the coffins, and put them into the graves that I dug for them because they are food for the holes.
That's funny. That's funny. That's funny.
I'm going to have to push back on that. I don't know that it is.
That's funny. Hey, I went into Whole Foods and they didn't sell big cocks anywhere.
For my
hole to eat.
I've got a big hungry hole over here. The thing is freaking salivating at the more.
Yeah.
Let's slam some dong in there.
Whole Foods, you know what they should sell? They should sell pies I've just fucked and my dad walks in and catches me.
Yeah, great.
Hey, Stifler.
You know what would be fun?
My name's Stifler.
Is if you found out that you're, that whenever you did the, you know, check please motion at like a restaurant or
which
something.
I do a lot, yeah.
Yeah, but if you do it with a guy just doing it for a really long time because he's writing out, please fuck me in my hole, you can do whatever you want to me. Just making eye contact with the waiter.
People think that I'm doing that. They bring me the check and I'm like, I wasn't done eating. I was just doing a little emu puppet show. And that's another funny joke that if anybody wants to take that to any stand-up, they can. Sort of because I'll be entertaining the other diner. No one's there with
you'll
me,
you'll be crushing.
Obviously.
Yeah. But you're practicing for more successful dinner sometime in the future.
Yeah. Where my emu intelligence is happens.
Ooh.
So I went in for fucking Whole Foods, and some of it's
she's retreating to safe ground.
Some of it's cut in half. So I don't know, guys. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Whole Foods. What do you mean,
Hey, Demi, here, I got a fact for you.
Okay.
Did you know that Pokemon Diamond and Pearl, this was discovered by the Shiny Hunter, they go on Twitter by ShinyHunter_Map, so the name is Map.
Shiny Hunter.
Pokemon Enthusiast, Map, they discovered during some extended hacking. Go ahead, Demi, I can see you got something. I can see in your eyes something has lit up.
I got nothing.
Okay. All right, well, then I'll continue on as I was before.
A lady named Karen, she shoved a bunch of glitter up her pussy, so when she gave birth, she gave birth to Shiny Hunter.
Okay, and just for all those Pokemon fans out there, there's a 1 in 8,192 chance that any baby comes out redhead. I guess a redhead is a shiny baby.
What the fuck?
A redhead is like a shiny brown baby covered in glitter. I was just giving you another take.
Yeah.
Did you know, Demi, that in Pokemon Diamond and Pearl, not more modern versions of the game, but in Pokemon Diamond and Pearl, the following dates decrease wild Pokemon encounter rates by 10%. January 1st, August 6th, and August 9th. Now, do you know anything about the significance of those dates?
August 6th and August 9th.
Yes, Demi, that's right. They are the dates that atomic bombs were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Also, September 11th, you can expect decreased Pokemon encounter rates if when you're playing your game on September 11th.
Yeah. Yes.
So I just
wanted... September 11th, there's a significance there as well.
Yeah.
That date. That's another significant date.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe the...
What happened?
Oh, listen.
Yeah.
To get you up to speed here would be so crazy.
Yeah. Like legs 11. Bingo.
All right. Well, I'll cut all of this.
No!
I got a little bit of a Tom's Internet deep dive for you, Demi. Are you up for that? Or would you like to delay it?
No, I don't like to. I got an idea for a joke.
Okay. Cool. What's the idea?
I was walking.
Great.
And when I was walking, I got hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought one of my famous ways to stop being hungry for me.
I feel like I was born and will die in the setup to this joke.
And I thought,
Oh my God, we're still here.
I haven't been this way before.
My hands, these are an old man's hands. Before, these were the hands of a babe.
And the way that before I haven't been this way is I've eaten something.
Whose
usually
face is
food.
That? Can that be my face looking back in the mirror?
And so,
I was lined.
I walked past.
Oh my God!
The Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And I walked past the Forever 21. Can't eat shirt. Doesn't work. What am I, a billy goat, Scruff? And so next up, there was a 7-Eleven. And I kept walking past it.
Yeah.
After I went past the 7-Eleven, there was a Burger King.
Demi.
Yeah. And I passed.
Get to the point.
The Burger King, because I thought, not today. That's not really what I'm looking for.
Oh, come on.
And I passed a shop that I have had seen and been in before.
Jesus Christ.
McDonald's. And I kept walking past that one.
Great. Okay.
And next up, I see a supermarket.
So this is kind of a first draft of all of the jokes that you'd have where a comedian initially like starts off with, I was walking down the street the other day.
Yeah.
And I passed an Aaron Williams. Thought nothing of it. Stepped over a crack, waited at the lights. And then what the comedian does, kind of what you pay them for, is to never tell you that stuff and just jump to the bit where they're like, saw a big sign that said, dog missing. And I said, oh, God, what's he missing? A sucking on his mum's titty?
Hey, bro, like, if we don't want our mum's backs to be broken, why don't we just get the cracks to step on us? Like,
okay,
like, they're, like, we're the disease,
get to
you
the
know?
Get to the point of this.
Why don't we just get the cracks to step on us?
Yeah,
or, like,
yeah,
understep,
yeah.
Why don't we just touch him with our hands and then our mum's back won't be broken?
Okay,
be, like,
so strong. You're saying that to just save my mum's back, all I have to do is handstand walk everywhere? Already the mark of a functional fitness, so
fucking
I'm happy doing
my
it.
My mum, she's fucking family.
That's such an uncontroversial take.
Fuck, mom,
dude, to
mom,
me,
mom my mom's
family.
Family. So, yeah, you can say whatever you want about that, but that's just how I fucking feel. My mom is family.
We're an unconventional family. It's me, my mum, my dad.
Yeah. Fuck, do whatever you want about me. You should fucking talk to my mum. My mum's fucking family, all
yeah,
right?
Cool.
I came out of her pussy.
Okay, get to
and
the
we're family.
Fucking point.
And after I explained that,
seat.
Because I haven't stepped on the crack, then I saw a Whole Foods.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, great. I'm hungry for a ring of food. And so I went inside, and you know what? Not all of it has a hole in them. And so I got a bag of chips instead, and they were organic and they naturally flavored. And I bought them, and I thought that it's a little expensive, but that's fine. I'm
okay,
already
Demi,
here
you need
at
to be
the
honest
counter.
With me. Are you
here? At
are
the
you currently
counter
at the? Are you currently in the post game of your joke?
And I was. Thought that's a little expensive, but I was already at the counter and I felt weird about like I can't
I feel
like, take
you've
them back.
Now finished the joke, the one joke you had.
I'm still getting to the punchline.
You can't be serious.
And because it was expensive,
get there faster.
But you know, sometimes when the clerk looks at you and you they make you feel bad because they work in the fancy shop and it's like,
yep.
Well, fuck, I'm like giving you my money.
Yep.
Demi.
You must continue.
The aristocrats.
That can't be it. Is that it?
No. And I left.
Demi. Just what?
Why aren't you laughing? Hey, aren't all foods whole foods if you're going to put them in your mouth? Because I went to Whole Foods the other day and I was thinking most of these foods I could probably just eat with my whole.
You could put this, you could put you doing that joke over the footage of Arthur Fleck doing comedy and it would play exactly the same.
Oh. At least I get to kill De Niro, huh? Get what you fucking deserve.
Yeah.
My name is The Joker.
Break.
I'm coming to get on your show. Do the funny comedy.
Hello, funny clown here.
Hello, it's me, funny clown. Get what you deserve. Bang, bang. Yeah.
SpaghettiOs too as well, maybe. Why don't they just sell SpaghettiOs then? I like to go to the Whole Foods with a drill. And just make their fucking name make sense, huh?
Let's take a break. Thank you for turning the mic away when you burped.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Heaven is a place in your podcasting app. Welcome back to bigsofttitty.png.
I really hated that.
You've come on through those pearly gates.
I don't know why it has to be a fucking thing. You just like
swung them open.
That just sucks what you did to
Welcome
me.
Welcome to heaven. You love it here. Hey, here's your free harp. Oh, you didn't learn to play? Well, don't worry. We're going to download it into your brain like in the Matrix, baby.
Hey, guys, I'm Tom. Do you believe in listening to pod? Okay, guys, now welcome to podcast.
Hey, guys, welcome to heaven. It's a podcast and God's on it every day. Who are his guys? Oh, he's saying it's you. Whoa!
Demi and Tom is our pod. When we're speaking into your nog.
Your nog.
Finding it hard to believe I'm not in heaven because I like them. Anyway, I'm Tom and I like to do that.
Damn, this Tom I like to guy do that freaking rules.
About podcasts. That's
I'm
what
Tom, and
I
the
like
only
that.
Thing that brings me any joy is doing that.
Yeah, so
the rest of my life is fucking gray and that's a pulsing red.
I'm Tom and what I do is I wake up from 9 hours of slumber. Mm. It's all been opening lines of songs that have also been about my podcast.
Yep.
And then I settle into my bath of goo until it's time to hold the microphone and sing them back to you.
Whenever Demi's got the Zoom all set up in the room, she hits the thing that drains the goo, slams that button, goo all down that plug
Where's
hole.
That stuff go?
Actually, back to it. I looked into it just the other day.
Yeah.
It goes to a building across town that houses a different Tom who at that very time is going to sleep.
Are you using the same goo over and over?
Yeah, because we're the same Tom, we can kind of just reuse the same goo.
Doesn't
we've
like,
got the same skin, hair, whatever you want.
You don't have, I mean, it's not the same. You don't share it, do you?
Goo.
Did you say goo?
Goo.
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 Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Now answer me.
I thought that this year, it is strange how little goo has permeated our healthcare system, because that's all people use in the future is suspending people goo. In goo.
Yeah, what do you think? Is that going through their pores, or is it like, is the function of the goo just the stasis?
I'm a future doctor. Here's me. All right, well, seems he's suffering from almost complete failure of the lungs. We'll get in there and fix those up with some nanosurgery. We're going to inject him with nanites that will rebuild those with robot, little robot hands. Also, we're going to put him in goo because it feels nice.
Okay. Oh, hey, future doctor, I'm Tom. It's a podcast. Very podcast. It's a sound of Demi-Tom.
Well, as a future doctor and therefore the smartest possible person, that's funny.
And
and it's normal.
Yeah. And anyway, I'm Tom, and welcome to how's the Scrubs song go?
So no one told you it was gonna be Turk and JD. The janitor is here, and boy is he snarky.
There's that one mean doctor who yells at them. And there's also another mean doctor, and he also yells at them. But he's older. Scrubs. It is Scrubs. S-E-R-U-B-S.
You've never sat down to watch it, but you've somehow watched a whole season. Do 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 do.
You're still in bed at 10, and Scrubs comes on at 8.
Oh, God. It's a weird thing. If you look it up, the claps that are in the Friend intro, they spell out SOS in Morse code.
Do they?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And you can see it in their eyes.
Yeah.
They're pleading to be freed from that fucking fountain.
And also, you can tell that it is done live.
Yep.
They put them back in the fountain at the start of every episode.
Some wet hands on those claps. It's weird. If you now that Friends has been remastered into Blu-ray, you can also tell that Rachel is standing on another Rachel.
What?
She's pressing another Rachel into the fountain.
Oh, no.
So each previous episode, well, they put the last Friends down. Every episode they drain the fountain. Ship those old Friends out.
Yeah.
They keep Joey. He's funny.
Of course.
Yeah.
Hey,
they use all those Joeys on Joey.
I just had a funny idea.
Yeah.
First
off, congrats.
Thanks.
It's such an honor to be here.
It's what about, all right, so Friends episodes, how do we break them down, all right? We were on a break is a big thing.
Yeah.
Joey loved food. Phoebe's a little bit weird. Nonica loved clean.
Uh-huh.
Chandler's
main addiction.
Chandler love have gay dad.
Uh-huh.
Have mean mum.
Could I be any more of a son of a gay dad?
It's one of his quotes that he says on the show as well.
Yep.
And Rachel.
Hair. Woman.
Whenever she enters a room, she says that.
Hair woman.
And they say, yes, Rachel. And then yes, and then they all open their mouths very wide. That sound comes out.
Yeah.
Every single friend turns towards the screen.
That's actually why they name it White Noise. It's because it's made by the cast of Friends.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Is Joey Italian? Is the guy that played Joey Italian?
I don't fucking know.
I'm going to look it up.
I'll look it up. His name is Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah, Matt LeBlanc. So that sounds fringe.
Yeah.
You think he's, maybe he's like Canadian. That's why he sound fringe.
Oh, man, Canadians. It's so funny that there's just like a French offshoot of America up there.
What is he?
Let me see. I'm just going to Google Matt LeBlanc ethnicity. And oh, wouldn't you know it, there are people rappelling through the windows to stop me. Because I definitely am on my way to be doing a hate crime. Demi, his father is of French-Canadian descent and his mother is of Italian ancestry.
Wow.
Descent and ancestry, a great way to get around saying he's white. He's white and he was born in Massachusetts.
Yeah, so I was right.
Yeah.
Canada.
He's a bit of my Matt LeBlanc stand-up. My father, Paul LeBlanc, was a mechanic. My mother, Patricia, was an office manager. So, let's see. My father was a mechanic, and my mother was an office manager.
Yeah.
So I,
yeah.
I make yes. sure when I position everyone around the office, I get on one of those slidey things and put myself under the office.
Great. That's cool. That's,
move them around.
That rules.
Are you going to make fun of how I said Patricia?
Because I was like, I've never heard the name Patricia before.
Fuck. This sucks.
So my dad is a my mum is an office manager.
Yeah.
And my dad was a mechanic.
Mm.
So whenever my mum's car would break down, she'd write it a memo, a passive aggressive memo saying, just checking back on this. I've never worked in an office, Tom. Tom, I've never worked in an office.
Well, my mom is an office manager. My dad, of course, is a mechanic. So I have a... Oh, fuck, no, I've never worked in an office either.
Yeah.
The closest I had was that PR internship that I did once, but that was like for 3 weeks, and then they were like, hey, you don't need to be here. We can... We
can operate these penis rifles ourselves. Hey, thanks for coming to the PR position, but we've just realized.
But don't you need someone to lick them? Oh, I think you've licked them plenty for a few years, champ. I don't think anyone's going to need to be licking these penis rifles for a while. Get away! Scare me out with a broom.
I'm glad that we're both imagining rifles that were penises, not ones used for removing
Absolutely.
them.
Absolutely. No, God... Yeah, what's some other shit? What's the closest you've gotten to, like,
working in an office?
Yeah.
I worked at Hungry Jack's.
Yeah.
Which is Burger King.
And then you worked as, in a children's show where you had to burp on demand.
Yeah. And then off the back of that, I did children's...
No, it says CEO at Shell Oil, weirdly. Problematic take from Demi Lardner.
Yeah, I think it's a typo, actually.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it says here mobile. You've crossed it out and written mobile.
It was mobile. That is where I worked. CEO.
Throwing away the yes and for just a yes.
Yes.
So you worked there. You were also, and then you quit that job and started a...
I didn't realize it was a problem, first of all.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, obviously seals love to be slippery, and why don't we make them slightly more slippery?
Yeah.
So I don't think that's...
Oh, right. So you activists don't want those seals to slide across the ice floes with great ease?
Seems like they love it.
Yeah.
So...
Also, think about how easily it helps them blend into those Arctic nights.
Yeah.
Mm. Also, if I'm a bird covered in oil, let me just say, wee! If you've ever seen, you know that old phrase, Demi, water off a duck's back?
Yeah.
Try water off a duck's back that's coated with oil.
Oh.
That stuff hates mixing with water.
Yeah, so you can take an insult, huh?
No, it's the literal... Like, the birds are better off because they can't get wet. And in this case, they can't get water all on any part of them because they're covered in the stuff. They're chock-a-block with oil. Imagine one of those birds coming home to its nest and just vomiting oil into the mouths of its babies.
They're like, well, all we need is to swallow a lighter now and we can cook the food in our tummies.
Yeah, they chuck it in there. All the babies like ring, ging, 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 ging.
You're still in bed at 10, and work began at 8.
Bap, 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 bap.
You are a surgeon and being dead's what your patients hate. You did a bad thing while you're at your job.
Oh.
But luckily your friend is here and he has an imagination. His name is White Guy from Friends.
Oh my God.
He hates the janitor.
Wait.
And he has a blonde friend as well. I've seen all of Scrubs. I don't remember anybody's name.
That's crazy.
There's Turk.
Turk and JD are the main ones. JD is Zach Braff. You know Zach Braff is dating Florence Pugh?
That's really fucked up. He's old.
Yeah.
Don't be doing that, Jack Braff. Yeah.
Come Zach on, Braff? Jack Braff. It is Zach Braff, yes. Jack but Braff. Yeah, it is weird to think that like most photos of Florence Pugh right now are taken by like Zach Braff. The guy from Garden State.
Yeah, in a shirt and no underwear.
Yeah.
Probably. And sneakers too.
Yeah. He takes his pants off. He takes them off over the Air Jordans that he bought off eBay, paying above market price for them.
Yeah.
And he just slides those Nike jogging shorts off over them to reward himself for a successful run.
Yeah.
Or walk on the treadmill.
Yeah. Turns on his penis fan. Makes turning that on noise my... at it.
Yep.
Trying to communicate.
Turning on his penis fan. Florence Pugh, dripping wet. She freaking loves that thing. Penis fan. She's a penis stan. She can't get enough for that penis, man. Be so cool. Be so cool to see Zach Braff's dong.
I'd love to. I wonder whether he's got nudes. I won't look at them.
He's actually got an OnlyFans.
Does he?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Still not clear on what they are.
It's kind of, from what I can glean, it's like you get to subscribe to just a porno Patreon, because it kind of came up when because Patreon used to have like a huge sex worker community, and
do
then they did
anymore?
A huge they did a really big sex worker purge.
What the fuck?
They kicked a like bunch Tumblr? Of people off the platform.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it was just like I truly have no idea. I would not be speaking on it with any knowledge, but they kicked a bunch of people off it, and I think that may have played a role in either OnlyFans inception or its rise to prominence. I remember there was one guy who I used to follow on Twitter because he was like just the dumbest guy in the world. And then he got an OnlyFans and he started posting promo of his OnlyFans. And he had maybe the biggest penis I've ever seen. And it was one of those guys where it looks real funny because he's just a skinny fucking white dude.
So weird.
With no arms or legs.
Whenever I see a skinny white dude though, I'm like, I know. You have a huge schlong.
Yeah.
And it pisses me off that I know because it's...
Yeah, it sucks.
And to the point where, like, that's the new normal now. Like, there's no skinny white man that doesn't have a big, thick, weird schlonger.
Anyone reaching for your phone to correct us by sending us a photo, go ahead and holster that bad boy back up.
Yeah, not interested.
Because I know there are some small dick skinny white guys who listen to this show. Don't you worry, champ. We're doing fine.
Hey, if you don't know any small dick skinny white guys... You're the small dick skinny white.
Fuck, have you ever been on...
That used to be my favorite shitty, like, old guy, but relating to the teens joke. Like, stand-ups.
If you don't
like,
have that friend, you are that friend. Yeah, it's a good one.
There's good ones. I like the idea of a guy, like, you know, like a 45-year-old comedian that, like, comes on stage and he's like, everybody's got the friend that uses knitting needles as a sounding pin for their dick. And if you don't have that friend, guess what?
A bunch of guys looking down like,
Can you imagine, what if you did that and then you pulled it back out of your dick and a cum scarf came out? Perfectly knitted and purled.
Damn, I knew I was slinging ropes. I didn't know I was slinging string. This is gorgeous. Look at the fisherman's weave. Babe, I know I was promising you a pearl necklace, but I hope you can go down to ivory scarf. This thing's going to keep you toasty hot.
Boy,
that would be great. I think my favorite like old guy stand up thing is when you see a guy who's clearly never used an app in his life be like, you know, you're there, you swipe left, you swipe right. Oh, yeah, you know. Yeah. Or, you know, pointing at someone in the crowd and being like, swipe right, yeah, you swipe right. Like, and
swipe
having to...
right on my Combank app? No. On the app that I use to book my dentist?
Yeah, they always just show their ass a little bit. They're like, oh, you know, you're all on the apps, aren't you, Ashley Madison? Oh.
Yeah, yeah, we're all on Ashley Madison, we're all on Ashley every Madison, single one of sir. Us. I got married so I could get on Ashley Madison.
They check. You have to scan where usually you'd put your thumbprint on the iPhone to unlock it. With Ashley Madison, you have to put the ring up against the
yeah.
fingerprint scanner. It's so funny, like the amount of... there's one ad that's been playing before porn recently that I've noticed, which is a... like.
Oh,
a,
when you've been talking to your friends about watching porn.
Whenever, like, you know, Hing or something is watching porn and I'm around watching you, over yeah. his shoulder being yeah. like, cool.
Yeah. Fucking little holy carved in his computer chair for you.
Yeah. Yeah. He's holding just, I don't know, a wet hot dog bun and I'm going to town on it. Feels better. What you want to do, you wet the hot dog bun down, you chuck it in the microwave, give yourself 25 seconds. Oh, what you got there better than any woman ever give you?
Hing, I'll be there in 5. Heat up my bun, wife.
Pop down to the servo, grab us some. Doesn't matter if they're stale. Yeah, there's one which is like clearly like it's a one of those Live Jasmine or like a webcam site ones, and it's this lady, very props to her, gorgeous lady, great example of a sexy lady.
I don't remember recording this, but sure.
And she's there, and she's like, oh, yeah, I love that married cock, and then she says, you can tell that she like. I don't think there was any dialogue written for her in this ad, because this has the feel of a riff.
Yes.
She says, I want to feel that wedding ring. And it's like, what do you mean, dude?
I want to feel that wedding ring.
Yeah. It's like it got lost and ended up down there. Are you looking to get fingered by a guy who's only like, used his hand to pat his wife on the back at a funeral for the last 10 years.
Why? Ugh.
It's really bad.
Where is he? All right, so I guess he's going to put it in a yoni?
Maybe he's standing, like she's on the bed doing that, and then he's standing at the door and he's trying to land it on the clit like a horseshoe.
She's holding up the goldfish in a bowl that he's going to win if he can do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, I hope I can take that home to my wife. Oh, I'll have to say I bought it. Oh, the budget's too tight for goldfish.
Oh, no.
Jeez Louise.
I've already got so many goldfish.
Every time I do this.
I'm so good at clit ring.
Dude, you're actually freaking fat. Yeah, it's because every time I fuck your mum, she gives me a goldfish. What?
What? Wait, what?
Oh, then I can cook and eat the goldfish. I don't know if that's like a prominent thing. That's like a... That definitely came to me in school as like an iconic Australian cricket sledge.
Yeah, like because I fucked your mum and she...
Yeah, because part of being cricket, and I don't know part how much people cricket, know this. Yeah. Part of cricket is... being very mean to your opponents, like, and just kind of being like, but like, and it's kind of held up as this like iconic wit and stuff. But then from what I can tell, a lot of it was just like, as someone's like trying to hit a ball, you're just leaning over there and be like, you're gay, aren't you?
Hey, you love being poof.
Poofta, 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 poofta. And then like someone off there is like writing it all down, being like absolute kill shot.
Yeah. And then but then the other thing about cricket, one of the only other things that I know, first of all, it goes for like 5 days.
Yeah.
And that's not like an exaggeration. It goes for 5 days. And they all have fucking, they've all just decided they have a nickname. There's one called like Bodge and then his friend Fart Eyes. And they're all like, they all have to have a stupid thing that they're called.
I think that's maybe dropped off a bit now, but it certainly was a huge thing in like the noughties or so.
Yeah.
Because I remember Glenn McGrath had a classic chant, which was, ooh, ah, Glenn McGrath. Ooh, ah, Glenn McGrath.
Yeah.
But do go on. Is there another thing you know about cricket?
No.
You must protect the sticks.
don't you dare.
It was based around an ancient ritual where you had to protect the sticks.
Yeah. Hey, bro, you can fucking say anything you want about me.
Don't you fucking talk about those sticks, all
dude,
right?
Dude, you stay away from my sticks, bro.
I swear to fucking God, bro.
Dude, you come at those sticks, I'm going to use this big stick and turn away any attack, bro.
I don't... Cricket's so fucking boring.
It's really boring. It was a huge game changer for me when I realized that people were just kind of using it as a way to sit down and get drunk during the day.
Yeah.
Like, and just... You can hang with your friends outside in the sun
for
and just get
time.
Shit-faced.
Yeah, and sunstroke.
But it's like... Yeah, get absolute, like, melanomas over every part of your fucking body.
It's also named after the animal that specifically connotates boredom at jokes.
Yeah. Hey, do you guys want to come play my cool new game? Oh, what's it called? Oh, it's Tumbleweed. Sucks shit, dude.
Yeah, you want to, do you guys want to come play a round of Hiss Boo?
What's the best sport? I think it must be basketball, right?
I'm going to say lacrosse because it's the only one I'm good at.
Mm. Interesting. And so is there a – in the same way that Quidditch has like a, you know, a seeker and so on.
Yeah.
Is there a role – you know, that every character has their own little skill set.
Yeah.
Is there a role in lacrosse for they have to have a tiny bisexual woman? And
yeah.
And that would be your – role where you have to be like bleh,
yeah,
all around
and,
the field.
Yeah, and they have to catch the golden snitch. And
right.
If they do, they get 200 points
uh-huh.
and win the game. Well, they
great.
End the game, but it's like it's got 200 points. So, like, what are you going to do? Like, not.
Yep.
That's not going
to
let you win.
So the rest of the lacrosse team is like playing it or whatever, and you just have to sit there and do a stick and poke on yourself as the other team's tiny
it's
bisexual
really hurtful
woman.
What you're doing. Hurtful what you're saying.
Other team's tiny bisexual woman looks like, I don't know, black and white gifs of women making out in suspenders.
This is like, it's hurtful. It's hurtful and hateful.
And you both wait until you can lure the snitch close enough with your, I don't know.
Yeah? What? Rib tattoos? Just fucking say it. What? Like, what? We rub our side shaves together to
yeah.
try and make the right noise that attracts the snitch.
Yeah, you're both there making eye contact with each other, pointedly clipping several fingers.
Just the two.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Me? I love clipping them all. Never know which one's going to get called into action. Might I need to get fancy down there. Chuck a little finger in there like I'm having tea with the queen. Use the rest for the four knuckles just on the pussy.
Yeah,
really,
okay.
Really noogie it out.
Yeah, okay. All right. What else do you file down for fucking?
My dick. I love to make sure. I love to get down there with a fucking emery board
yeah.
and take the whole thing yeah. back to the balls.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? We got too much length here. Let's get back to basics. All right?
Oh, God.
Sugar.
Yeah.
I want them to face a Ken doll, but with balls, because we know we love those balls, don't
yeah.
we? Wouldn't that be great to see, like, oh, God, guys, there's a tragedy with the Ken dolls this year. We accidentally made them with no genitals, but they do have balls.
They do
also,
have balls.
Bad news about the Barbies, the same problem, but slightly bigger.
I don't know what happened.
We're hanging sack. I don't know what the files were doing in the system or how they got applied there.
All of the, every single one of our dolls has balls and the asses have nipples. We don't know what's happened.
I am so, so, so sorry, guys. I don't know what happened, but I will say please buy our dolls. Yeah, there are balls. Yeah, the asses have nipples. Yeah, they're all winking. Whenever you look at the doll and its eyes are open, the next time you look at it, one of the eyes will be closed.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm frightened.
It'd be scary.
I had a doll that I thought was haunted, just picking a scab off my face as I tell you that.
Yeah, why?
I didn't like it.
Why do you think the doll was haunted?
Oh, because it would move around the
Seems
room. I
like
think it was a prank from like either my friends across the road or my sisters probably, but I used to tie it up and keep it in the cupboard.
Jesus. What kind of doll?
It was the ugliest doll I've ever seen. It was like a Raggedy Ann, but huge. Like it was the height of me when I was like six.
Mm.
And
that's no good.
Yeah, and it was like, but it was old, so it had like red woolen hair, but most of it had fallen out or been pulled out over the years. It was truly terrifying.
Fuck.
Like, yeah, what you're imagining a haunted doll looks like, was it?
Yeah. Like, the first try. Stop picking the scab, Demi. You're bleeding.
It's annoying me.
Well, fine. You know what's annoying me? What? You self-harming on the podcast.
It's not self-harm. This well, might
what
be...
else could it be?
Oh, well, show me your fucking essay where this it says that this doesn't cure cancer, what I'm doing right now. Or what if I have cancer that I'm preventing.
Stop scratching it.
No.
At least stop talking while you're making that your mouth that stupid face.
Little beak.
Oh.
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 I'm back. Oh, that's cool.
What?
It doesn't stop.
Life.
Yeah. This,
is that what you meant?
This crazy old ride, it doesn't stop, huh? Would you like to do a fan segment or a Tom's Internet Deep Dive?
Fan segment.
Great. All right. Here we go. This fan segment comes to us from Harry Williams. As a reminder, you can send in your fan segment and a theme song to bigsoftitty.png@gmail.com. So look forward to hearing any emails there. This fan segment is called Jav or Javant.
Okay.
Jav or Javant.
Jav or Javant.
Jav or Javant. Jav or Javant.
It's time to play Jav or Javant.
All right, so.
I want to do a Tom's Deep Dive.
Wait, let's do one of these, and then we can do the other thing. He sent in a description. This is a quiz sensation, Demi, self-titled. In each round, you're given the titles of four Japanese adult videos. They are 100% real, and one is Harry's own invention. Can you distinguish the authentic porn titles from the fakes?
Oh my God, I'm really actually unequipped for this. I would not watch Japanese porn.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they're always like, their face is like, I'm upset.
They really hate what's happening to them.
Yes.
Which is fair enough because they're getting, as far as I can tell, about 35 pixels jammed in there. And those things are sharp and square as hell. Yeah, it's crazy. It's a weird scene. But I think even someone who is a fan of Japanese adult video might not know these. So here they are, Demi. Here, option A, earthbound slut, haunted fucking.
Okay.
B is, even though her face is plain, this Okinawan girl's monster tits have crushed men's bodies and ruined their spirits.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
C, I can't be the only one getting a hard on from seeing your clothes soaked with sweat. Why am I this turned on? Show me your armpit.
Yep, that one's real.
Okay, and D is married woman intersection, quotation, the reason you like my meat sauce, end quotation, Satsuki Kiryoka.
I think that one's the fake one.
All right, and so that your answer was answer D, the correct answer, the fake one is B, even though her face is plain. This Okinawan girl's monster tits of crushed men's body ruined their spirits.
Dang it, that one was so, like, succinct that I was sure it was real.
Would you like to try another one?
Yes.
All right, here we go. This one, neither of us know the answer for, so option A, limitless shitting, the shits of a big eating woman.
Okay.
Option B.
Yeah.
Can I suck my American landlady's farts?
Okay.
Option C.
Yeah.
Smiling mouth toilet bowl.
Okay.
Option D. There are three boobs on Anoko. Okay.
All right,
so.
Once again.
Limitless shitting, the shits of a big eating woman, option A. Option B, can I suck my American landlady's farts? Option C, smiling mouth toilet bowl. And option D, there are three boobs on Anoko.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go with American landlady's farts.
I was going to say that too, but I want to... I'm going to say smiling mouth toilet bowl.
All right, revealing the answer now. The answer is B, American landlady's farts.
Oh, man.
Damn. Overthought it. Would you like one last one?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Harry, for sending this in and also for constructing this helpful Google Doc with the answer hidden until we highlight it. Okay, option A. She's so tall, her head is hitting the ceiling on the magic mirror number bus. This super tall athlete is taking on a small man in her first ever back-breaking blowjob and the Ekiben-style fuck challenge.
That one's def... I'm... that's real. That is definitely real for me.
I agree. any athlete must be super tall.
Yes.
Poop buying temple. Sell us your poop for 1,000 yen per 100 grams.
Okay.
Option C, I can't believe this hot slut lives alone in her apartment.
Yeah.
Option D, churning and churning. These country gals would rather milk our cocks than our cows.
Okay, I am so split between B and D.
I think it's going to be D. Right. I think D is fake.
Well, then I'll say B then.
Okay, so your answer is poop buying
temple.
No.
C.
Your answer is I can't believe this hot slut lives alone in her apartment.
Yeah.
I think you might be right. The answer is D. Churning. The hot slut does live alone in her apartment.
She sure does.
Damn, she loves living there.
All right.
Thank you so much, Harry. That's been Jav or Javant.
Are you leaving space to play the theme again?
Now I am, yes. All right, then now the theme's done.
And now I don't want to do the podcast anymore. I want it to end.
All right, well, I'm fine with that as well. We got a Patreon over at patreon.com/bigsofttitty. We got some premium episodes up there, one every 2 weeks. Can you freaking believe it? Demi just bit her little mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what happens when you keep your teeth so close to you. Soft little lippies, idiot.
My lips have been there longer than my teeth.
You should keep your teeth locked up in a safe so they stop damaging you.
Yeah, true.
So every time you need to use them, you have to go and unlock the safe.
Yeah, and I also need a permit for my teeth as well.
Yeah. I actually sleep with my teeth by my bedside. I know it's not kosher, but what am I going to do if some food breaks in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
A big burger.
Yeah. We have a YouTube series.
Oh, my God.
We have a YouTube series. We also have a new podcast coming out. We have no strong feelings about Harry Potter.
Yeah. We've been doing that on behind the paywall over on SansPants Plus, and we're really looking forward to doing it out in the open.
We're releasing them, yeah. God. We're starting to release because we've done, like, what is it, 14 or 15 episodes just on
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone,
and those movies only get longer.
Yeah, fuck me.
Yeah.
That's what I love about Harry Potter movies, baby. They get longer, I stay the same height. I like being my height.
Anyway, hey guys, I'm Tom Walker. Podcast, Demi and Tom podcast.
Something funny this way comes.
Oh, fuck. please, if you can, donate to an Indigenous Australian, what are we going to, Aboriginal Legal Services and Sisters Inside?
Yeah, they're the ones those we the ones enjoy. That that's when we've been chucking
yeah,
money
yeah
for.
We love, we enjoy them very much. Anyway.
All right. Bye.
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 Podcast over.
What, are you guys still here? The podcast is
yes,
over.
Ferris. All right. Oh, we should start putting music at the end of the podcast. A bunch of podcasts I listen to have, like, started doing that, and it actually is really nice to just listen to, like, a bit of a song.
Okay.
So what if I do that here?
Okay, what are you going to play?
I don't know, something cool.
Okay.
I might play that 30-second loop that I've been obsessed with recently from Komiku. It's like a Creative Commons...
Recently?
I said recently. I said it the normal way.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.